Project here in the state has been collecting written chronicles of the experiences of Wisconsinites during the pandemic in their own words. That project's one of two that the Wisconsin Historical Society started in the spring of 2020 at the beginning of the novel coronavirus outbreak in the state. They asked people to submit journal entries for historical record and commissioned public information posters as well. We wanted to get an update on how those efforts have gone 2 years now after they started. Christian Overland is the Ruth and Hartley Barker Director and CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society. Christian, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. It's great to be back with you again.
Can you remind us of the original inspiration to do this journal project?
Oh, sure. So back in March of 2020, when the pandemic was hitting, we started looking at our 1918 pandemic collections, and it was one of our archivists, Jonathan Nelson, who said, you know, if we're going to help people out, we can talk about the public health commissions and what happened back then. There's some good stuff that we can share with the Department of Health Services and the public. But he said, I'm struggling because we don't have the voice of the people from the 1918 pandemic. And so Jonathan proposed in late March that we actually start a journaling project to actually document the voice of the people of Wisconsin that were experiencing the pandemic. And we launched April 2nd. And quite frankly, we thought it was going to be a 30 or 60 or 90 day project. And a couple of years later, here we are.
Yeah, I talked to you a couple years ago at the outset of this project that we were all, I think, hoping would be a short-term project. Can you talk about the response you got?
Sure. So we thought this would be interesting for Wisconsin, all 72 counties, and certainly that's panned out. But we've had over 2,500 people sign up to journal. And so people have been contacting Jonathan and his team. We've actually had 218 journals submitted thus far. And people are still working on that. But what's fascinating about it, the last time we talked, Rob, is people were talking about the issue of quarantining, food shortages, you know, being alone, not having human contact. But now we're getting the journals coming in with all that, plus the idea of vaccination. And as your guest previously discussed, the loss of life, too. And that's coming through these journals.
If people are out there thinking, oh, I wish I had done this, could they still join in and pick up where they are now?
Oh, absolutely, Rob. You know, we're never going to close down this project because we think that there's journals still out there. And one of the things that people can do is they can go onto our website and click on Collecting as it Happens. And they can see how we're documenting the COVID project through journaling. And they have rubrics there. There are prompts for writing. We make it easier for people to create their own journal. The other thing I'll say is it's just not paper. We also collect art journals, video journals, digital journals. Any format is starting to come in.
What are your hopes for the Wisconsinites of the future when they have this collection available to them?
So going back to why Jonathan started this and what's really panned out, the gift to the future is some of the innovations that people have done socially, you know, going through this. They're documenting, you know, what they ate, what were some of the recipes they could buy with limited food connections. They're also documenting what they did on their social time, not being connected with people physically. So some of the Zoom meetings and maybe Zoom parties that were going on, they were documenting that as well. And also documenting what their children were doing with online school. And also how they were dealing with the pandemic, whether they were using the recommendations that the Department of Health Services and CDC were giving out or not, and how they felt about that. So what's great about this is we're giving a voice to the future of how we managed and persevered through the pandemic.
It sounds like there's a lot of variety in responses. If I understand correctly, you've gotten one journal that's 400 pages long. Another has 13 handwritten volumes. Can you give us a sense of the variety that you've gotten from people so far?
So, like I said, they're from all over Wisconsin. Plus, they're from Wisconsinites around the world. So we just received one from Italy in the past few months. We also have them from Texas, California, the East Coast. We know that people are still journaling in different parts of the world. But the other part, too, is it's from all socioeconomic backgrounds. They're very diverse. So from a 14-year-old to a 90-year-old, from poets to people that are doing art journals. Some of the more fascinating ones are people that are drawing and putting articles together and writing about that. There's one journal that actually is using Beatles tunes to actually the lyrics of them to comment on how they feel about it. as a prompt. They'll put a Beatles song out there and write it, draw a little picture, and then talk about what they were feeling that week.
There's a mindset that I always kind of struggle to grasp a little bit here, Christian, that, you know, in my head sometimes history is back then, but we're living through history now and the future is going to look at this as history. As people write these things, do you get the sense that they're seeing themselves as part of the historical process here?
Definitely they do that. There is that, but we've had a history of that, mm-hmm. you know, Rob, it goes back to the 19th century when our first director sent out with the Civil War troops that were being mustered out of Camp Randall in Madison, journals and pencils, and asking the troops to write about their journeys and bring them back. So there's a self awareness going on just like back then of what they're writing about. But there's also a lot of breakthrough things that are happening too. A lot of people are expressing themselves emotionally and actually how they feel about what's happening in the world during the time. What we could not have thought about back then in March when we launched, thinking about this project and launching it in April, was like the murder of George Floyd or what's going now with the war of Ukraine. These things are continually to be journaled about. So we're capturing an era of time that's kind of being enveloped by the pandemic, lots of things happening in the world that are being chronicled now by Wisconsin people.
Now, I mentioned earlier there was a companion project with asking people to produce public information posters. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So if people have the image of like Uncle Sam Wants You from World War One, that type of poster, or the 1930s Depression era posters where, you know, we're all working together type of thing from the WPA. We use that type of rubric to work with Wisconsin artists and giving Wisconsin artists voices. So we did a first run of 10 publications of posters, graphic arts posters in 20. And then we did another 10 in 21. And they're fascinating because, again, they're coming from diverse artist backgrounds. And they were posted in hospitals, schools. One of the things that happened with our journaling project is schools started to get on board, even the colleges. We have classes from Marquette, as well as the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And even the senior citizens home was journaling about it. But they saw the COVID poster projects, and they started wanting them too. So it's another voice from the artistic community that's being given a platform to express their ideas. And one of the cool things that happened with it is that from the COVID journaling project, along with the poster project, a professor in Eau Claire, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, BJ Hollers, decided to write a book called Hope is a Thing. And he used it to kind of add to the collection by asking people to write essays about the COVID project and put them together in a book. And then one of the artists did the cover for it. So in many ways, it became its own innovation, spurring ideas to document history during the time we're living in today.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Christian Overland, director and CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society, looking at their journal project. You can find more at wisconsinhistory.org/journalproject.